Game number two between Regal Eagles and the Meyer Grove Grovers. The Grovers from the North Division are the number three seed coming out of there against the Regal Eagles, number two seed of the County Line League. Haven't seen Regal play much. I seen them in the scrimmage game a little bit this year. They got some speed. They got a few guys that can hit the ball hard. But Meyer Grove also has a team that's been together for quite a while here as a young group of young people. Not a lot of veterans in that lineup. A couple of veterans as their coaches. And I'll tell you what, to me right now, this team of Meyer Grove is gelling as they get a little bit older. They're playing well together. They got a good pitcher in Matt Emdick. He's a veteran out there on the mound, I guess, and that's going to be what they need today. They're going to need Matt to throw a good game.
Yeah, they will. Meyer Grove, probably one of the surprise teams here in the regional, Clay, as Spring Hill was upset. A lot of people were expecting Spring Hill to be here, but it's Meyer Grove in this year's regional tournament taking on the Regal Eagles, who have not been to the region tournament for a couple years, so they're back in this tournament. And they have a fairly young team, too,
yes,
Regal.
Yes, they do. And they mentioned in a couple of veterans there, too, with a couple of power hitters. And they have, I believe it's Nathan Byer and this Nathan Meyer that come over from Lake Henry here last year already, played for Regal, and got some good torque in the bat there, and he's a good defensive player also.
You bet. The Regal Eagles, they'll be the home team today. They're taking the field right now, Region Baseball here on KASM. Don, let's get those starting lineups.
Okay, Randy, we're going to start with Meyer Grove, the visiting team on the scoreboard here today. They're going to lead it off with Tanner Klaphagy playing second base. Batting second, playing center field, will be Trevor Sawyer. Playing first base, batting third, will be Colton Meyer. Cleanup hitter today, batting fourth, will be Alex Welly. He'll be the designated hitter. Batting fifth, playing left field, will be Andrew Welly. Batting sixth, playing shortstop, will be Jaron Klaphagy. Batting seventh, playing right field, will be Anthony Welly. Batting eighth, doing the catching today, will be Brandon Sawyer. Batting ninth, playing third base, will be Jordan Klaphagy. And on the mound for Meyer Grove today will be Matt Emdick. That's your visiting Meyer Grove Grovers. For the Regal Eagles, leading off, playing left field will be Shane Rademacher. Batting second, playing shortstop will be Jordan Byer. Playing third base will be Nathan Meyer. Batting fourth, doing the pitching today will be Chris Byer. Batting fifth, playing right field will be Blake Karsh. Batting sixth, playing first base will be Nathan Byer. Batting seventh, the designated hitter today will be Jordan Wozniak. Batting eighth, playing second base will be Josh Byer. Batting ninth, playing center field will be Austin Campson. And doing the catching today will be Derek Dennerud. That's your starting lineup for the Regal Eagles today.
Region 15C Baseball brought to you by CHSL Rosa, Greenwald Insurance, Central Minnesota Insurance here in Painesville, Whirlwind Steel Components, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Farmers Union Co-op, right here in Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, North American Insurance Agency, Virgil's Big Arena, Centra Care Health Painesville, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix Silver in New Munich, Freeport State Bank, Gucci's Bad Company Bar of St. Martin, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Rambo Incorporated, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Gilt Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, New Adventures Golf Cars and Sports in Richmond, Liz Auto Body and Glass and Farming, Brinkey's Liquor of Richmond, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, and Jerry's Firehouse Grill in Richmond. As stepping to the plate, Tanner Klaphagy, and the first pitch to Tanner, followed back and out of play in the count 0-1. Chris Byer on the mound, wants to get rid of the baseball he has. It's bad baseball. Other Region 15C sponsors, Trapper's Pub and Grub and Farming, the Greenwald Pub, El Rosa, Grain and Feed, Grove Mutual Insurance, Pepsi Pork, Cabral Spring Hill, Painesville Chevrolet Buick, the State Bank of Richmond, Albany Chrysler Center, Sportsman's Den of Lake Henry, Corner Grocery in St. Martin, Ecker Feed Service of New Munich, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Hetzer Excavating in Albany, New Munich Gas, Kramer Lumber of Melrose, and Land O'Lakes of Melrose. Chris Byer misses high to Tanner Klaphagy, count 1-1, and pitch a little bit low, and two balls and a strike.
A lot of red and white out there in this game, isn't there, Randy?
There is.
Meyer Grove with the white uniforms with the red lettering.
This one pop Next up in the infield now, over at short for Regal, it's Jordan Beyer. He'll make the catch for the out. Around the infield for the Regal Eagles, over at third base, Nathan Meyer at short, Jordan Beyer. Second base, it's Josh Beyer, and at first base, Nathan Beyer. Out in left field, Shane Rademacher in center field, Austin Thompson in right field, Blake Carson behind the plate, Derek Dangerud. Veteran Chris Beyer on the mound, a one out, and Trevor Sawyer to the plate. Trevor takes a strike call, 0-1. Trevor, a right-handed hitter, chokes up on the bat just a bit, takes high for a ball, and 1-1. One ball, one strike on deck for Meyer Grove is Colton Meyer. It's to Sawyer, fouled to the screen, the count 1-2. One ball, two strikes to count to Trevor Sawyer. Beyer has the baseball, the right-hander's pitch, and a swing and a miss. Sawyer chases the high fastball. He's out on strikes. Two outs.
Chris Beyer is kind of relying on that fastball right now here, kind of climbing the ladder on Trevor Sawyer on that last pitch. Works quick out there on the mound.
And here's number three hitter Colton Meyer. Ground ball to Beyer at short. Beyer picks it up, still has a chance for it yet as he bobbled it once, throws to first and gets Colton Meyer 6-3 on the foot out. That'll do it for Meyer Grove in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on a half an inning. Meyer Grove nothing, Regal coming to bat. More Region 15C baseball action in a minute here on KFM. All right, a quick top half of the first inning. We head to the bottom half of the first inning, and Regal's going to send Shane Rademacher, Jordan Beyer, and Nathan Meyer to the plate. Shane Rademacher.
Rademacher there, left fielder today.
He does some pitching for Regal.
So, yes, he does.
Right-handed hitter facing Matt Imbick. At the first pitch, Rademacher laces it to third. A backhanded scoop over there at third by Jordan Klopach, and he throws a strike to first. Was that a great play?
Wow. No way. I thought he was going to get that one. That bobs right up into his glove, backhanded right by the bag. That was headed down the line.
Rademacher drilled it hard. Now at the plate, Jordan Beyer, the Regal Eagle shortstop. Jordan shows bunt, pulls back, and the pitch a ball, 1-0. Jordan Beyer quick on his feet. Swings through the Matt Imdick pitch, and strike one, 1-1 the count.
Jim Phelan doing the balls and strike behind the plate today, and Dave Roush on the bases.
1-1 breaking ball, Beyer launches it to center field, coming hard. Is the center fielder Trevor Sawyer to make the catch for out number two. So two outs, and Nathan Meyer to the plate. Nathan Meyer, former Lake Henry Laker. A couple former Stearns County League players in this lineup. Nathan Beyer played for Farming for many years. For St. Martin. Yeah, thank you. I had to correct myself there for St. Martin. And the first pitch to Nathan Meyer is a ball, 1-0.
They called his nickname was Buckle.
That's right. Pitch to Nathan Meyer, high for a ball, and 2-0 now. Matt Imdick likes to work quick. Pitch on the inside corner, a strike, and 2-1. Two outs, one strike. There's a strike on the inside corner, and 2-2. 2-2 the count. Imdick delivers, and a shot by Meyer to left. Back by the fence, and gone. Nathan Meyer drills a solo home run right out by the light tower. in left field, and that young man out there caught that ball in midair, too.
Wow. Well, that's the first home run that we've seen of the tournament so far, and that one hit a long way.
Nathan Meyer gets the Regal Eagles from 1-0 lead, and here's Chris Meyer. He got all of that one.
He did.
Chris Meyer at the plate takes the ball, 1-0.
Yeah, out by that light tower, Don, you would think that's about 350 feet plus there already.
That's close. Yes, it is. Here's Fire drilling a sharp single down the line. That's going to roll into the corner, and Chris is going to turn this into a stand-up double. And after two were out, the Regal Eagles getting a home run and a double.
Wow. Tell you what, empty cat. Nathan Meyer, two strikes on that inside corner, and I think he threw him a curveball on that home run that he hit. Kind of hung it right over the middle of the plate. This one he didn't fool Fire at all. Here's Blake Carr. She's been swinging a hot bat for Regal the last three, 4 weeks. And the pitch to Carr, she is a strike call, 0-1. Carr's the right fielder for Regal. Chris Meyer out at second. And the pitch a little bit outside. And the count, one ball, one strike. Tim Beyer, he's the coach, manager here. He's over in the third base coach box, and Joe Beyer's in the first base coach box. One ball, one strike. Pickoff move, throw back to second, and the base umpire says out at second is Chris Meyer. He gets picked off by Matt Imdick, and that'll do it for Regal here in the first. No runs, two hits, no errors, and no one left on. So a run, one run on two hits, excuse me, one run on two hits, no errors, and no one left on base. After one inning, Regal won, Meyer Grove nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KAFM. Top of the second inning here at Painesville, host to this year's Region 15C baseball tournament. Congratulations to Painesville and the great job they've done getting their park ready for two weekends of a wall-to-wall baseball. Yes, it is. I tell you what, they did a fantastic job here. They got lots of workers running around doing a good job keeping us going here in the press box, and good food the way it looked. I didn't sample it. I see that you have already. So
that's right.
I probably will eventually today. Mary had a pork chop on a stick. You had, what, three or four cheeseburgers there?
All right. At the plate, it's Alex Welly, the DH. Alex takes a ball and then a strike called. 1-1 the count to Alex Welly. Chris Meyer delivers, and Welly slaps this one foul down the first baseline. The count at 1-2. It'll be Alex Welly, Andrew Welly, and Jaron Klopak. It's from Chris Byers high for ball 2-2. There's three Klopaks, three Wellies, two Sawyers in the starting lineup here for the Meyer Grove Grovers, and then, of course, Matt Imdick, the pitcher. Here's a pop-up over at first. Able to field it in the air and make the catch is a Nathan Meyer.
It's kind of a nice deal when you know, the Stearns County League, you see a lot of family groups of, like you said, the Klopaks and the Wellies. You got the Myers, and I know Meyer Grove years ago at the Schneiders,
yep.
And they had the Myers. And
St. Martin's got the Leasers and the Schlungens. And,
yep. Yeah. Mike Henry had a lot of Leasers.
Yeah, they did. At the plate, swinging is Andrew Welly, a ground ball to Nathan Meyer at third. Cross the diamond, 5-3 on the put out of Andrew Welly as he was first pitch hitting. Two outs. Bring Jaron Klopak to the plate.
McHenry had the Leasers, the Spaniards, the Hesses, and yeah,
a lot of family.
Yeah, we didn't have that in Roscoe so much as a group. We had McAdams, we had a couple Heinen, but I think there was only one Rothstein, wasn't there?
There was. Well, each generation probably.
There you go.
Yeah, because my dad did play for Roscoe
one
time too.
Yes, he did.
Yep. My son did.
Yeah, that's right.
Here's a ground ball to second. Up with it cleanly. Beyer over to Beyer. That'll do it for Meyer Grove here in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played an inning and a half. It's a Regal 1, Meyer Grove nothing. More baseball coming up here on KFM in a minute.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM.
We're in Painesville, bottom of the second inning, and Blake Karsh at the plate, as he was last inning, Don, when Chris Beyer got picked off of second base. The first pitch to Blake Karsh, a strike from Matt Imdick. Here's a ground ball to second, up with it cleanly, and over to first is the throw by second baseman Tanner Klopak. 4-3 in the putout of Blake Karsh. Here's Nathan Beyer stepping up to the plate. Nathan has had the opportunity to play in quite a few regionals as a baseball player and quite a few state tournaments. He's gone to when he was with the St. Martin Martins. And the pitch is high to Beyer, ball one.
Built a place just south of Regal out there, and I think it's County Road 2.
Pitch two, Nathan Beyer outside, a ball, and 2-0. Balls, no strikes. There's a strike call to Nathan Beyer, and 2-1. Of course, Nathan Beyer, his dad is Tom Beyer. Tom lives over in St. Martin, and Tim Beyer, the coach and manager of Regal, Tom and Tim were twins.
Say that again, Rick.
That's like a tongue twister just about. Pitch is high for ball 3-1 now to Nathan Beyer. 3-1, outside ball 4, and Beyer draws himself a one-out walk.
Ooh, from our vantage point, that looks pretty close, isn't it?
Very close. And to the plate, Jordan Wozniak. Jordan, the DH today, he will do some pitching for Regal in this tournament. We'll see him do that. Today he is the DH. Matt Imdick works from the stretch, and Wozniak takes high for a ball, 1-0. Defensively for the Meyer Grove Grovers over at third, Jordan Klopak at short. It's Jaron Klopak at second, Tanner Klopak, and over at first base, Colton Meyer. As this one's fouled back and out of play, and the count 1-1. In left field, Andrew Welly. In center field, Trevor Sawyer. Out in right field, Anthony Welly. And behind the plate, Brandon Sawyer.
Those two brothers, the Sawyers?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
A couple years apart, Brandon and Trevor. And here's a pop-up in the infield. Matt Imdick giving chase. Brandon Sawyer there, and they collide, and it pops out of Brandon Sawyer's glove. Matt Imdick was going to come and make the catch, and he knocked it out of Brandon Sawyer's glove. Brandon was camped under it. And I know probably as a pitcher it's probably easier to come in and make that catch, but Brandon looked like he had it under control there.
You look at that, that's a long way for Matt to come.
It is.
It is. It's way back in this corner here. And like you said, they're catcher Brandon Sawyer was pretty much camped there.
So Wozniak gets a break here. The count, one ball, two strikes. A lead by Nathan Beyer at first. The pitch is high for a ball and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Two the count. The kick, the pitch, and here's a shot to center field, coming hard, and making a diving catch is Trevor Sawyer.
Wow, what a play.
Trevor Sawyer laid it out in a diving catch out in center field, right center field.
Wow. Matt's got a sigh of relief on his face now as he got this guy out after he had his second chance.
You
there.
Bet.
Tell you what, he laced that into right center field.
Beyer, great grab out there. That'll bring Josh Beyer to the plate.
That gets by him. That's probably a run.
It is. Yes, it is. Josh Beyer, the second baseman. First pitch high for a ball, 1-0. Nathan Beyer takes his lead at first, and Josh Beyer loops this to left field. That's going to fall in for a base hit, and it'll put runners at first and second. Now, you could just tell that hit off the bat, Don, didn't sound real solid.
No, it did not, no.
But you knew it was enough to get over the infield.
We got a little bit of a higher vantage point here, but you could still kind of tell when it's hit off the bat, like you said. And I think the base runners knew that, too. They could go.
Yeah. All right, that'll bring up number nine hitter, Austin Campson. And the pitch to Austin, a ball, 1-0. One nothing, Regal leading, bottom of the second inning. And Campson will take inside for ball 2-0. It always seems that Austin Campson sticks that elbow out at every pitch. If you watch as he's taking that pitch, that elbow is always out over the plate. Two balls, no strikes. Matt Imdick's pitch and a swing and a miss by Campson on that pitch, and 2-1. Nathan Beyer at second, Josh Beyer at first, two outs. And Imdick delivers, and 3-1. St. Martin plays New London Spicer next here on KASN. Game scheduled for right around 3. Swing and a miss by Campson, strike 2. Count ball 3-2. Matt Imdick delivers, and Campson will follow this one to the backstop. Count stays 3-2.
I think that one come inside underneath somewhere.
People are wondering what's going on here, huh?
I have no idea how that one got through that net up there.
Might have. Got everybody wondering if they're safe. A swing and a miss by Campson. He's out on strikes, and that'll do it for Regal in the second. No runs, one hit, no errors, two left on. We play 2, Regal 1, Meyer Grove nothing. Region 15 seed baseball action. We're back in 1 minute. Chris Beyer delivers. Anthony Welly slaps a bunt down the third baseline. Nathan Meyer picking it up, and a quick throw gets Anthony Welly by a half a step. Wow, nice play, Nathan Meyer.
Absolutely. That was a great play by Meyer. Perfect bunt down the third baseline. Bare hands it. Just got him by a half a step.
Bring Brandon Sawyer to the plate. Brandon Sawyer, the catcher. Got some score updates from some other regions going on this weekend. Sartell, the Muskies, have defeated Rum River today 10-1. 10-1 in that ball game. And in their region, that is Region 1C. And over in Region 11C, St. Augusta leading Milroy by a score 4-1, top of the ninth. Here's a little squibber by Brandon Sawyer. Beyer comes in on the grass at second and flips to a Nathan Beyer over at first. A 4-3 put out of Brandon Sawyer.
It's a nice play so far in the infield.
So in Region 11C, Milroy came in as a number one seed, and they lost to the Cold Spring Rockies last week, and looking like they may lose to St. Augusta this afternoon, which would be big upset over in the 11th seed. All right, at the plate, it's number nine hitter, Jordan Klepak, and the first pitch to Jordan is a ball, 1-0. Swing and a miss by Klepak, strike 1. Ken Daly providing the score updates from those regions, so thank you, Ken. 1-1 the count. Chris Byers pitch, high for a ball, and 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Lots of ways for you to listen to us on KASM. A swing and miss by Klopak, strike 2, and 2-2. AM 1150, we never go away. We're always there 24-7. 107.7, our new FM. Listen to the baseball there. Klopak takes low for a ball. And the count full at 3-2. We have HD Radio at 105.5, HD2, our stream at mychasm.com, and TuneIn Radio. That app on your smartphones, your iPhones, your droids, you can get the TuneIn Radio and just click on KASM. Three balls, two strikes to Jordan Klopak. Jordan will pop this one up, foul. It's going to go back and out of play. Ooh, I heard a bounce there up against the car. There's another job for Lou's Autobody and Glass and Beautiful. Downtown Farming. Go, Leo, go. It's to Jordan. He'll sky this one to center field. Coming in and making that catch out in center field is Austin Campson. That'll do it for Myers Grove in the third. Nothing across. No runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on. Two and a half. It's Regal 1, Myers Grove nothing. More baseball coming up here in a minute on KAFM. Bottom of the third inning, it'll be Shane Rademacher leading it off for the Regal Eagles. They lead 1-0. Solo home run by Nathan Meyer has been the difference maker so far. Rademacher batting for the second time today, takes a called strike, and 0-1. Shane, ground ball to third, and his only at bat. Drills this to right center field. Trevor Sawyer giving chase. He's not going to get this one. That's going to roll up against the fence, and Shane Rademacher goes in with a stand-up double.
Boy, did you see that thing just eluding Sawyer in the center field? It just kept moving away from him and kept sailing.
Yeah. There's some carry today. That ball is northwest wind here a little bit, kind of from right field to left field, more straight out from the left field here now. And that ball will carry if you get it up in left field.
Jordan Beyer to the plate. Jordan, a fly ball to center field, and his only at bat takes high for a ball 1-0.
1-0 the count to Beyer. Matt Imdick looks back to second, and Beyer puts a bunt down. Right back to Matt Imdick on the mound. He'll go to first, and nice play there by the second baseman who came over to cover first base. Tanner Klopak is Jordan Beyer slid head first, and Tanner Klopak put the tag on the base and jumped over him.
Yes, he did. Oh, I would hurt if he come down on him with them spikes.
Did you see Shane Rademacher, too, Don? He was just about halfway when Matt Imdick fielded that ball.
Yes, he was.
And the pitch now to Nathan Meyer is a ball 1-0 outside.
That come a little sidearm on that one, on that delivery.
One out. Meyer will take low for a ball, and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. 2-0 the count. Regal batting bottom of the third inning and leading 1-0. And Nathan Meyer just missing this one. A fly ball, towering fly ball to center field. Trevor Sawyer back, makes the catch. Shane Rademacher is going to tag and go to third as Trevor Sawyer slipped as he was trying to pivot and make the throw back into the infield.
Wow. I think Tim Beyer was looking at that. He wasn't going to get up very much quicker. I think he was sending that runner.
Here's Chris Beyer. Chris with a double in his first at-bat. Rademacher at third. Imdick looks to third and comes home, and Beyer will take inside for a ball 1-0. One ball, no strikes. 1-0 Regal, third inning. There's a strike called, and 1-1. The count. Earlier today, it was El Rosa beating Farming 2-1. There's a strike called. One ball, two strikes to Chris Beyer. El Rosa scoring two runs in the bottom of the eighth inning and beating Farming 2-1 today. Last night, New London Spicer, they beat New Munich 6-2, and Richmond beat Atwater 8-4. Two balls, two strikes to Chris Beyer. Just a little bit low. And the count full 3-2.
Wow.
Not missing by much.
Boy, Matt thought he had that one. It looked like a good pitch from here.
Three balls, two strikes. Shane Rademacher at third. The pitch outside, a ball, and Byers going to walk. Second walk given up by Matt Imbick. Bring up Blake Karsh. Going to get a pinch runner here for Chris Byer, Don. Number 16. Tyler Kamen. Tyler Kamen. Short guy there, Tyler. Of course, Dave Kamen played for Regal for so many years. Here's a pop-up. Matt Imbick calling for it. Will make the catch right by the third base dugout, right in front of his third baseman. And that'll do it for Regal here in the third inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, two left on. We have played three innings. Regal 1, Fire Grove nothing. More Region 15C baseball in a minute on KESN. Meyer Grove, one's through the order. It's Tanner Klopot, Trevor Sawyer, and Colton Meyer facing Chris Byer. One ball, one strike, the count to Tanner Klopot. He drills this to center field. Retreating out in center field and making a running catch is Campson out there by the big screen mesh. Oh, wow.
Boy, that went a long way. That was 360 feet.
Yes, it was. It probably would have hit the base of the fence, Don, and
so.
Or close to it, had Campson on the run. He actually braced himself up against the fence, making that catch at the very end. A long fly ball for Campson. Trevor Sawyer shows bunt, pulls back, and takes a strike. 0-1 to Trevor Sawyer.
Hit hard, carried straight center field. Look at the flags over here, Randy. It looks like that wind's going to help. Any ball hit up near the left field, center field.
Trevor Sawyer at the plate. The count, one ball, one strike. Chris Byers' pitch. And went high for a ball at 2-1. 2-1 the count. Chris Byer delivers, and Trevor Sawyer, ground ball to second. Byer up with it, over to first. 4-3 on the putout. Josh Byer over at second, making that play. Here's Colton Meyer. Colton just recently graduated from Melrose High School, part of Melrose baseball, basketball, and football teams. Was with the state championship a couple years when the Dutchman won a state basketball championship. A ball to Colton, 1-0. Here's ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Byer delivers. Meyer chops it to Meyer at third. And Nathan Meyer throws across the diamond to get Colton Meyer. That'll do it. 5-3 in the putout. 1-2-3, go the Grovers in the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played 3.5. Regal 1, Meyer Grove nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KESN. All righty, bottom of the fourth inning from Painesville, Region 15C headquarters this year. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Don, you know we've been on in the air a long time already. When we start out with one radio board up. That's Brad Melke, and now we've got Noah Idy. He's board up and for us back at the station. So we might have three by the end of the night.
Oh, I would think so, shouldn't we?
We're scheduled to do five games from Painesville here today. We're in game number two, a 1-0 Regal lead, bottom of the fourth inning. Nathan Byers at the plate. The count to Nathan, now 0-2 as he takes call strike from home plate umpire Jim Thielen.
You just hang in there, though, okay?
I will do that. Here's Byer looping this one to left field. Back on the grass, shortstop. Klopot will make the catch for the out. Jaron Klopot does that, and one out. Here's Jordan Wozniak.
Left-handed hitter, Jordan, designated hitter today.
And a foul at the plate, strike one to Wozniak. Josh Beyer on deck for Regal. Matt Imdick. He's been with Meyer Grove for quite a number of years now.
Oh, yeah.
Been their ace. Wozniak line drive to center field. Trevor Sawyer right there to make the catch for out number two. So Sawyer's made two grabs off of the bat of Wozniak and two outs. Brother Jacob is also playing for Meyer Grove and does some pitching for him. Here's Josh Beyer. Josh with a base hit today. Drills this into left field. That's a solid single. Wow, that came off his bat hard just as it. Two for two for Josh Beyer. And number nine hitter, Austin Campson.
Not waiting either. First pitch hitting a lot of these guys.
Swinging at first pitches. I like that. I like to see aggressive hitting.
I do too.
So Austin Campson struck out in his first at bat today. Going on the play is Jordan Beyer, Josh Beyer, and he steals second base easily. Ball sails into center field, and Trevor Sawyer has to back it up. So he's now in scoring position. Josh Beyer makes a pretty big lead at second. And here's Campson throwing it up the middle. That's a solid base hit. Trevor Sawyer fields the two hopper, comes back into the infield. Here's the throw at the plate. And Josh Beyer slides head first, tagging the plate. As Brandon Sawyer just can't get the tag on him in time.
What a round of white on that play. The throw was right there, but didn't have a lot on it. Wide for his bounce by the mound and kind of slowed it up a little bit. I think otherwise they'd have had a chance to get him at the plate.
So the base hit by Campson scores Regal's second run of the day. And here comes leadoff hitter Shane Rademacher. Shane Rademacher so far today, one for two. Shane's got a double. Campson going on the pitch. Here's the throw in time to get Austin Campson. And that'll do it here in the fourth inning for Regal. One run on two hits. There were no errors and no one left on base. So after four, it's Regal 2 and Meyer Grove nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASN. Here we go to the top of the fifth inning. Alex Welly leads it off for Meyer Grove, a ground ball to third. Nathan Meyer throws it across the diamond to Nathan Beyer, and 5-3 in the putout.
One pitch, one out.
Stupid.
No?
One pitch.
Yeah, but why'd you shake your head at me?
Well, I'm just kind of concerned that you're going to jinx us or something like that.
I just said one pitch, one out, man.
All right.
I was warned, Randy.
You were warned. Andrew Welly at the plate. Andrew... ground ball to third in his first at bat today. First pitch from Chris Beyer is a ball, 1-0. There's the strike called to Andrew Welly. And one ball, one strike. Beyer's pitch, one up shot to Josh Beyer and short high throw. Nathan Beyer goes up, comes down on the base, and 6-3 on the putout. Boy, that Josh Beyer gets rid, or actually Jordan Beyer gets rid of the ball so quick, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Oh,
that one just about failed on him.
Comes out of his glove almost immediately. Here's Jaron Klopach. Jaron shows bunt, takes a call strike, 0-1. The ball's one strike. 2-0, Regal leading top of the fifth inning. It's inside, a ball, and 1-1. Winner of this ball game will be playing tomorrow, August 7th at 11 o'clock.
They will play the winner of the St. Martin Spicer game.
Pitch a ball to
Karen Klopach, 2-1 as Chris Beyer delivers high for a ball, and now 3-1. Three balls and a strike. Beyer kicks, delivers, and here's a pop-up in the infield. Now back on the grass, Josh Beyer will make the catch for the out at second, and that'll do it for Meyer Grove in the fifth. Nothing across, no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played 4.5. It's Regal 2, Meyer Grove nothing for Region 15 seed baseball in a minute on KAFN. All right, here we go. Bottom of the fifth inning, Regal will send their top of the order up. Shane Rademacher, Jordan Beyer, Nathan Meyer facing our right-hander, Matt Imdick. And ball one to Shane Rademacher. Rademacher drills this to third. Knocked down by Klopach. Throw to first. In time to get Rademacher. Wow. That is twice today. Shane Rademacher has drilled a shot over to a third baseman, Jordan Klopach. And so out at first, 5-3 on the putout. One out, and here's Jordan Beyer. Beyer swings through the off speed from Matt Imdick, and strike one.
Aggressive hitters, aren't they, Regal? They go up there swinging the bats.
They swing it hard, you bet. 0-1 the count. Jordan Beyer, ooh, that breaking ball.
I'll pick his head in the way there.
It looked like he was going to get nicked on the helmet or something like that. One ball, one strike. Beyer slaps it down the third baseline, foul, and the count now 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Matt Imdick ready. His pitch.
He did it again.
Two balls, two strikes.
You say Martin's warming up on the alternate park over there.
2-2 the count.
London Spicer will be.
There's Beyer taking outside, and now 3-2. And I think that's actually New London Spicer taking batting practice right in front of us by the tower there.
I think St. Martin's by the other one on the other side.
Fire a foul at back and out of play. The count stays full at 3-2.
They're hitting balls to each other.
That's about it, right? 3-2 the count. One out, nobody on for Regal here in the fifth. Jordan Beyer will pop this one up over at third. And on the grass is Klopach. He'll make the catch for the out.
Now you see Matt had called for that one right away, too, didn't he? Third baseman said, I'll take one once here.
So a pop-up in the infield. Two outs, and here's Nathan Meyer. Matt Imdick's pitch to Nathan Meyer. Curveball, strike, a beauty. Strike one, 0-1. Two runs, six hits, no errors for Regal. Meyer Grove, no runs, no hits, and no errors. Pitch outside to Nathan Meyer, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Meyer will pop this one up. Shallow center field. In comes Sawyer. Out goes Klopach, and it falls in between them. Lots of indecision there by the Meyer Grove outfielders and the infielder.
I think the second baseman seen that one real well. I think he was looking right up in the sun again there. And I think he was battling it all the way.
They're going to give Nathan Meyer a hit, his second today, and here's Chris Beyer, the pitcher. Chris, 1-for-1, double, and a walk. Chris Beyer stands in the batter's box. Here's the throw to first, and back safely is Nathan Meyer. Beyer will take a ball, 1-0. one ball, no strikes. Meyer takes his lead at first. Matt Imdick ready. His pitch. Chris Beyer launches this to right center field. Trevor Sawyer has a bead on it. He'll make the catch for the out, and that'll do it. Four legal here in the fifth. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left. Five complete. Regal 2, Meyer Grove nothing. More Region 15C Baseball in a minute here on KASM. Region 15C Baseball here on KASM brought to you this afternoon by Greenwald Insurance, Virgil's Big Arena, Central Minnesota Insurance here in Painesville, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Whirlwind Steel Components, North American Insurance Agency, CHS of El Rosa, other Region 15C sponsors, Centricare Health of Painesville, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, the Freeport State Bank, Ducci's Bad Company Bar of St. Martin, Parkey's Bar over in Richmond bringing us baseball, Rambo Incorporated, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Gilt Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning in Richmond, New Adventures, Golf Cars and Sports of Richmond, and Leo's Auto Body and Glass in beautiful downtown Farming. Here we go, top of the sixth inning. Anthony Welly takes a swing and a miss at Chris Beyer's pitch, and 0-1 to Anthony. Anthony tried dragging a bunt down the third baseline and was thrown out on a bang-bang play. That was back in the third inning. There's strike two called, and 0-2, and Welly swings and misses. He's out on strikes. Chris Beyer is throwing a gem of a game here so far, and it's pretty much command of the strike zone here. He picks up his second strikeout, Don, of the afternoon. Here's Brandon Sawyer, the catcher. Good control out there today, doesn't he? Oh, pitches are right around the plate. Sawyer there drills it foul over by Kurt Meyer in the third base coach box. Kurt coach in there, Doug Meyer over in the first base coach box. 0-1 the count. Brandon Sawyer back in the box. And the pitch. Swing. A foul tip by Brandon Sawyer. In and out of the mitt of Derek Danger, the catcher. One out, nobody on for Meyer Grove. We're in the top of the sixth inning. 2-0. Regal leads. Here's Brandon Sawyer, a check swing. That ball's going to go out of play over the first base dugout. That was a nasty foul ball, wasn't it? It actually hit that screen there. I thought it was going to go over the top into that fourth section up there. Bounce back in. Chris Beyer's pitch. Sawyer takes high for a ball, and 1-2 now. One ball, two strikes. Fire kicks and delivers. And Sawyer fouling it at the plate again. And the count stays 1-2. Got a final from a Region 11 seed. It was St. Augusta over Milroy 4-2 today. So Milroy, the number one seed, eliminated out of the Cornbelt League. Here's a pitch low and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. One out for Meyer Grove here in the sixth. On deck, it's Jordan Klopak. Sawyer will take high for a ball to count full 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Sawyer following another one back and out of play. Boy, Brandon making Chris Beyer work here in the sixth. Fires pitch. Strike three call. Brandon Sawyer gets caught looking. Chris Beyer picking up his third strikeout. Brandon Sawyer was not too happy with that call. He's giving the umpire a little earful on the way back. To the plate, Jordan Klopak, his third baseman. And Jordan will follow this one. Back to the screen, and the count 0-1 to Jordan. Jordan so far today, fly ball to center field in his first at-bat. Pitch a called strike and 0-2. The balls, two strikes. Two outs, no one on for Meyer Grove. Swing and a miss. Clawhawk out on strikes, and that'll do it as Meyer strikes out the side in the six. Nothing across, no runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on. 5.5 innings, Regal 2. Meyer Grove nothing. More baseball coming up in 1 minute on KSMP.